Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the first Sunday after Christmas, December 29th, 2024, entitled Conviction, Trust, and Awareness. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The passage we read from the Gospel of Luke this morning has been described as a single flower from a walled garden of the early life of Jesus. This is the only passage in the Bible that refers to Jesus the boy. We see the baby in a manger, then this little story, and then we jump suddenly to Jesus' adult baptism in the Jordan River. We have little indication of what Jesus' growing years were like, except this one glimpse. This one gospel account is the only thing that breaks the silence between our Lord's birth and his baptism. A silence of 30 years. For us, it's still Christmas, of course. We're still basking in the light of the incarnation. That's a heady, complicated word, but its meaning is straightforward. I'll never actually forget the confirmation candidate who one day suggested to us that it had something to do with evaporated milk. Incarnation is the Spirit, God taking physical flesh. The Christmas celebration is that God became like we are so that we could become like he is. And it's a central core doctrine of Christianity, and no other world religion makes a similar claim. And we move ever closer to the end of yet another calendar year. But in the Gospel of Luke today, it's Passover. Jesus is at the ripe old age of 12. In the traditional way, the yearly Exodus takes this Jewish family to Jerusalem. Being at this age, this was probably when Jesus became bar mitzvahed. That is, son of the law. Jesus shows a single-mindedness that brings him into tension with his family. Can you see the look of amazement on the faces of the temple teachers? Can you see the look of amazement on the face of his parents? Jesus separated from them, not an unusual thing since whole villages traveled to Passover together. The women often traveled ahead, the men came along later, and the children would be with friends or other relatives in the larger crowd. It might very well be that when they stopped at night at camp, the whereabouts of the children would be noted, but this time it took a a return to Jerusalem to find Jesus. Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. And Jesus says, you should have known where to look. You should have known that I would be in my Father's house. Some translations say, about my Father's business. Jesus is, even now, looking into the future. And there are three things here that we might note about his looking as we too prepare to look into the new future of a coming year. Jesus looks to the future with conviction. Up to this point in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' specialness is on the lips of others: Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth, John the Baptist, Simeon, Anna, Zechariah, and some shepherds and angels. Now Jesus claims this specialness for himself. Here at the age of 12, we see stirrings of his own identity. Relationship with God begins in such a moment for us all. There comes a day when the testimony of all around you, no matter how true, becomes secondary to the hunger of the choosing of your own heart. And it isn't easy to come to these convictions. We observe them as the teenage years, and they are often a struggle. Second, Jesus looks with trust. He said he was in his Father's house. There was no way a 12-year-old could fully understand what was ahead of him. None of us know what lies ahead in our future. How do we live our lives with that kind of uncertainty? Well, I think it's called trust. For Jesus, the Father's business would mean temptation, passion, and a cross. How could he have known that his learning would be learning to die? The same voice that said, I must be in my Father's house, would one day utter, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. And those two statements can only be held together by a rope of trust. When life tests our convictions about specialness and grace and purpose, we survive by trusting in the sheer magnitude of God's love and care. And finally, there's an awareness here. In my Father's house, Jesus said. Now, he said that in Jerusalem, but he learned to say it in Nazareth. Even though Jesus traveled at special times and festivals to Jerusalem and other places, he spent most of his time in Nazareth. So where is God at work? In the plain deeds of a carpenter's shop. In the routine relationships of a small town. In a family where he learned his images and stories. What Jesus eventually preached abroad, he started to learn at home in Nazareth. An old hymn I grew up singing reads, those mighty hands that rule the sky no earthly toil refuse. The maker of the stars on high a humble trade pursues. as we step into our tomorrows, into a new year, into the uncertain future, we might do well to remember that spiritual maturity doesn't grow in the soil of the unusual or the spectacular. Spiritual maturity grows at home, in the commonplace, the mundane, the everyday. God used what was close at hand to form Jesus into what he became. And he uses the very same methods to shape us too. Someone once said that we should take more care in shaping our future, since it's there that we'll spend the rest of our lives. As we take our next step into that future, I suppose we might do well to ponder the importance of our convictions, the trust needed for us to survive, and the awareness of the seemingly unimportant events and people in our daily lives. Simple yet foundational components mold and shape the future, where most of us will spend the rest of our lives.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit. Thank you.